All right, get time to, time to, hey, finish that trumpet. Solo. Ah, yeah, there you be. That was Wes Montgomery with the work song. And welcome, Zombo, your brain RCT Pittsburgh. We're gonna get to work today. You got to get to work. We all have to get to work. Everybody's got to work. It is a life of work, and that's going to be the next song coming up by Iggy Pop, because this is the start of a new series here, Zombo in Your Brain, and it is the Pyramid of Civilization, and we're going to start with workers, slavery, farmers, all the what they call essential, well, essential workers, not the slavery part, but I'm just saying the bottom of the pyramid, the people that hold everything up. You know, they'll hold everything up. So there will be some songs about slavery, but mostly work, workers, farmers, garbage men, all of the things, that's a fascinating thing when COVID kicked in. All of a sudden, these people were like elevated to essential workers, and that's what they are. But so many, I don't understand it's really unbelievable. All of society is built on the people that do all the work. It is built on all the people that, and yet they push these people down. You know, they push them down, and it's frightening to think that human beings are like this, but we are. The people that are doing the most for us, we respect the least, and I want to try and give them some respect today. And that was, at least, you know, when COVID hit, everyone was essential workers. We need these people. We need these people. Let's give them an extra quarter. Let's give them an extra quarter or an extra 50 cents an hour because they're putting their life on the line. So that's one thing that the pandemic taught us. And that is, you know, these people are essential to our survival. And yet, you know, we wait for them at the Home Depot to arrest them. Crazy. It is a crazy, sick, horrible race we are, but we have to muscle. And nothing lasts forever, right? Today is June 13th. It is Friday the 13th, 2025. And not this Saturday, but next Saturday, Polkamaniacs will be playing with Last Night on Earth at the Trace Brewery for a benefit for the ACLU. So that'll be nice. I got that coming up. And how are you guys doing? Are you rats doing all right? A lot of people listening to the new show I have, Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, which is Mondays at 11 a.m. So there is, I play a show from exactly a year ago at 11 a.m. But anyhow, this is going to be a fascinating series we got coming up now. We're going to start with, this might actually go about 2 weeks because there's so many amazing songs. For the workers, the people that make all the work happen, the farmers, the workers, all the people that hold up. And then the next level of the pyramid is going to be the craftsmen, the people, the woodworkers. I know it sounds boring, but it is. What else have I got for craftsmen? Oh, like the iron workers, handymen. What else we got here? Mechanics, all that craftsman stuff. And then the third level is merchants and doctors and lawyers. And then after that, writers, philosophers, musicians. It's all going to be the fourth level. Fifth level is going to be soldiers. And then after soldiers, it goes to like nobles, government officials. And then the seventh layer is kings and rulers. And I'm thinking eighth layer. There should be an eighth layer to that. And that's for, I think that's for, when was the eighth layer going to be? Oh, yeah. Yeah, rappers. but let's get to work. Life of work. Iggy Pop. Today, we are starting the pyramid of civilization with a life of work. We'll be right back. Iggy Pop, from my favorite Iggy Pop record of all time, Zombie Birdhouse. That was produced by Chris Stein from Blondie. And it's kind of neat. They make all these like crazy sounds with the guitars and stuff. And they do say no synthesizers were used on that record. So it's a nice record. But Life of Work. And that is like, it is a life of work when you think about it. I mean, people who, there's some people who can't stop working. You know, for example, there's guys getting retirement age. I'm like, hey, you've been working all your life. What are you going to do now that you're retired? I don't know. I might go back and get a little part-time job. Get a little part-time job. You realize the amount of time you work and the amount of time you enjoy retirement is an estimate of 11 years. 11 years. You know, you work your whole life and you have 11 years to kind of do what you want. But then some people can't get off that treadmill. There was a guy who was a supervisor when I was at a crummy job. And supervisor was there for like his whole life. He just turned 70 years old. He'd been there like 40, 50 years. Supervisor's going to retire. And he starts crying. He's crying because he can't come into work and again. He's crying. It was fascinating. This is like one of these hard-ass supervisor dudes. And because it just stripped away, I think it stripped away all of his identity, you know? All of a sudden, it's like, he's just another guy. He's not my boss. He's not your boss anymore. You know, maybe that's part of it. But it's fascinating. The whole idea of work, it gets so ingrained. And I think they say it was like the Protestant work ethic that they say, you go and you work and you work and you work and then you die. All right, that was a lot of fun. I don't know, man. I expected a little bit more out of existence than working. And the sad thing is when you're working, you're making somebody else their money. You're working. You're making somebody else. You're making, say, oh, man, I'm making good money. I'm making $15 an hour. Yeah, well, you're actually earning $30 an hour. You're giving $15 to the pimp. That's right. Nothing but the, you're working for somebody else. I don't know, man. Two rules in life, man. Don't get a boss and don't be a boss. Do your own thing. Figure something out. Be a rugged individual. That's what we're based on, right? All right. And once again, there's no depths. And when you think about it, you got to look on the brighter side of human nature because there is this mountain of horrible. And they say people always remember the most horrible thing in their life first before the most joyous thing in their life first. It's just the way humans are wired. We always remember the traumatic things first. And right now this whole section is this whole dark era of slavery. And I mean slavery like we had slavery. There's still a whole lot of slavery going on in the world. It really is bizarre when you think about it. How we can I guess they actually say that you can do anything if you dehumanize a certain race or a certain kind of people. Isn't that sickening? I mean, everybody's everybody. I have a love-hate relationship with the human race in the beginning. You know, it's an interesting ride, but you know we ain't so good of folks. All right, Burning Spear, Slavery Days. Once again, this is the bottom of the civilization pyramid. And ooh. In your brain, RCT. It gets brighter, don't worry. But not just yet.
Do you remember the days of slavery? Days of
Sparrow and everything, but man, I don't know how I do much more of this slavery music. It's depressing me. I don't know. I know, it's just so sad. You know. And actually, interesting, one of the biggest proponents of early slavery, I think, was the Dutch India Trading Company. Yeah, it sounds like a real fun thing now, because it actually was a record distribution company. They used that name, Dutch India Trading Company. But it actually, they were one of the biggest slavers. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm wrong a lot. Oh, man. This is just bringing me down. Oh, let's try this Rolling Stones tune called Slave. Might be a little more like, I don't know, upbeat. But, man, that Mighty Sparrows tune, that was making me feel even worse as a human being. This has got some groove to it. Zombo your brain. Muscling through work. They might skip a bunch of slave stuff. I don't know, man. It's just so sad. I'm here to try and keep you guys from jumping off a bridge on Fridays. And look what I'm playing. Damn it, Jim.
Don't wanna be your slave. bunch go down the supermarket and get something to eat, still stocking up the shelves. Past part of liquor store, be back by 11:45.
Thank you. Such a corner wrapped up in a corner, but I never saw a slice of no pie. Ooh, too busy standing in line, just waiting to move around. But the father, he walks the water, never toss a nickel to his son. Ain't I your prodigal boy? Ain't I your pride and joy? Friends and Romans, I'm your brother, I'm stretching to hang on. The pursuit of happiness is just a carpet bag, it's con. When a can of walking beans can change my attitude, you won't give it up, but I could have been you. While the masters and the slaves scratch for pieces of the dream, the purple mountains bastards, whatever the hell that means, they give up on each other and that's the way they get ahead. But I can still see the stars through these red, white and blue prison bars. Oh, master and slave, an evil bar split down the middle, drinking doubles at the bar. God bless you both, I got two for the price of one. Master and slave, an evil box split down the middle, drinking doubles at the bar. Master and slave, oh God bless you both, I got two for the price of one. Such a deal for your only son. Master and slave, buy some master and slave. Ooh, master and slave.
There you go. But speaking of work, I think those guys had to go back to day jobs. Jerry Pop and Daddy's with Master and Slave from the Zoot Suit Riot album. That was 24 years ago. Man, oh man, the Chevitz. Before that, we heard Southern Culture on the Skids with Galley Slave. A nice instrumental. And by request from Michael, we heard The Dirty Jobs by The Who that we are playing today. We're starting off with like The Dirty Jobs, you know, the bottom of the pyramid, the civilization. And I guess we can thank a lot of Western, but see, then you could say, look at Western civilization, say, oh, look at Western civilization. Did. If you look at a lot of tribal stuff, there was always a chief. You know, and there was always people that, okay, you're the wood gathering guy, but I don't like gathering wood. You need to gather the wood. It's your dad was a wood gatherer, so get to gathering the wood. You there, you're the mule skinner. There aren't any mules here. Well, your dad was a mule skinner. You're just be a mule skinner. What a strange job, mule skinner. Oh, I'd be the rather the guy collecting the wood than the mule skinner. Whew. Man, skinning the mule? That is a dirty job, skinning the mules. I should play Mule Skinner Blues. I think I will play Mule Skinner Blues a little bit. Because that is a low-down dirty job. I got Garbage Man coming up. And these are all important. A mule skinner's not that important of a job anymore. But Garbage Man is. I mean, you miss the Garbage Man 1 week. And you'll be surprised, the garbage is just, ooh. And you get that weird feeling like this stuff's just got to get out of here. They got to put this in an imaginary place that is out of mind, out of sight, out of just get this garbage out of here. So yeah, as a garbage man, very important job. You know, it all is, you know. All of those essential jobs that we look down on, which we should not look down on. You know, those people should be getting the higher pay grade. I mean, honestly, I think a garbage man does more for society than a rock star. I do. I think, you know, rock star is entertainment. This guy is doing a dirty job that has to be done. The world can do without one less rock star. You take a couple garbage men out of the equation and whole society collapses. Just letting you know that right then and there. What else am I going to tell you? Oh, and another weird thing, too. So there's this whole thing with spitting now. You ever hear this? I got this guy spitting on my front porch. He didn't like my political sign. He spit there. I don't like anybody does. He spit on it. You know, and then they don't call the police. You know, if you get in trouble for spitting, you know, keep this in mind. You can vomit, and it can't really do anything. You know, if you spit on, oh, that's disrespectful. But if you pretend to be ill, you can like throw up all over the place. They can't really do anything. Maybe they might have that janitor sprinkle the sawdust. I don't know if they even do that anymore. They would sprinkle sawdust on vomit I don't know they do that anymore. It was a special sawdust. I remember somebody throw up in school, they'd sprinkle this certain sawdust on it. And then that's another job. My dad was a janitor. He was very happy being a janitor. He was a very happy janitor. You know, we never had to buy much around the house. Hey, where'd all those postage stamps come from? I don't know. They just showed up. Where's all this extra cleaning supplies? We haven't had to buy cleaning supplies in years. I don't know. They just showed up. There you be. So that's one consolation with those kind. Unless you're a garbage man, then who wants to really steal garbage? You know? So what we're doing is we're exploring society from the bottom up. It is the pyramid of civilization. And the interesting thing is another weird thing. I mean, you might think, oh, it's really odd that, you know, the human beings have this structure where it's like, you know, there's people on top, people in the middle, and people on the bottom doing the rugged, hard, essential work. And you say, why can't it be like nature? Why can't we be like nature? I mean, you know, there's birds. Birds flap around. They don't. Yeah, you know what birds do? Birds have Cainism. I don't think we'd want to. I think I'd rather have this than Cainism. Someone just called and mentioned Cainism, and I started researching that, and I was like, wow, that is where the birds and it happens where in the animal kingdom they kill the younger sibling, even if there's enough food, even if things are good. It's just in their DNA. It's okay, we got to kill the younger one. And isn't that fascinating? So it's better to have this than to off them, you know? I don't know, better than say, well, you know, you got to have this unpleasant job rather than, you're my younger brother. I'm going to have to stab you in the eye. Sorry, it's just the laws of nature. So you just can't win with this darn existence, but you got to enjoy it. Enjoy the crazy ride. Because it really makes just enough sense not to be insanity. That is life. It makes just enough sense, you know, just enough, you know. You know, on this rock, in this middle. It's like, ever see this? There was a TV show called Star Lost. Nobody ever saw this science fiction show called The Star Lost. And The Star Lost was pretty awesome. It had Keir Dulia, who was in 2001 Space Odyssey. It was a Canadian, low budget, and it was about these people. They were all on this big space arc, and they kind of get lost in the space arc, and all these people. I forget the whole thing, but it was kind of like this farm. It was kind of like It was kind of like that science fiction thing where it's this big space arc, and people are just kind of living in this big space arc. That's not that different than Earth. You know, we're on this space rock. We're on this space rock. And if people actually started really, really realizing, like, how crazy and how bizarre and how alone the Earth and human beings are from the rest of this insane amount of universe, we might be a little bit nicer to each other. But everybody just gets in these little cliques and all these little things, and we get involved with the small details that don't mean anything. The small details that don't mean anything a year from now. You know, things that is the most, and context is so crazy. You know, what is so important today, you don't even remember a year from now. And speaking a year from now, Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine. That's right. I journey back exactly 1 year and play a show from a year ago. And that's Mondays at 11 a.m. on this here station. How's that grab you? How about them apples? All right, I got something by Grace Jones coming up now. Slave to the Rhythm. So I was watching the Pee Wee Herman documentary. And it's like, oh, Pee Wee had to hide his homosexuality. Pee Wee had to hide this. Did you watch his show? It's like, dude, not that there's anything wrong with it. But yeah, anybody who knows gay people say, well, sure he was gay. No big deal. It's really too bad the guy had to be like, you know, like filthy, had to hide a lot of stuff. You know, really is too bad because, I mean, you watch the show, it says, here's Grace Jones. It basically is just this wonderful, hilarious gay pageantry, which was the Pee Wee show. And I don't know, I really find it, I think it was more of a thing with him being uncomfortable. My whole thing with that is I think he put his career and his drive so far ahead of relationships and so far ahead of human contact that that kind of made them unhappy. That's just my opinion. My opinion that he just was one of these workaholics, you know. Except Frank Zappa was the same way, worked every single day. A lot of these guys, and I would, who wants a life of work? All you do is work, and then you think, you know, people kind of go, oh, that was really nice. Let's watch this TV show or listen to this record. But this is somebody's whole life. Oh, well. Then I do this. Why do I do this? Why have I spent 30 years on the radio yelling at you guys? You know, why have I done that? I don't know. I must be a slave to the rhythm. RCT, Zombo. In your working brain.
I'm just playing around, baby. Left 4 Dead. I'm a hard-working man. I'm doing the best I can. The whole time I'm working, you're loving another man. I bought you a new dress. You said you needed shoes. I gave you money to buy food for the kids.
Driving man.
That's a fantastic tune right there. Captain Beefheart, hard-working man. And I believe Jack Nishi, the guy that did a lot of like soundtrack work, that actually was like the opening track to this crazy, crazy piece of cinema called Blue Collar. And it was Richard Pryor, kind of in a serious role, but with comedy. It was a really interesting film for its time. I forget what year it came, probably late 70s, but it was called Blue Collar. And it featured Richard Pryor. I think Harvey Keitel was in it too. And yeah, he kept all his clothes on for that movie. Usually gets naked. But yeah, oh man, love that tune. Captain Beefheart, hard working man. And before that, we heard Eddie Simpson, Big Black Funky Slave. And before that, we heard Slave to the Rhythm, Grace Jones. And thank you, Steve. Steve called and let me know that it's not sawdust they pour on puke to sweep up. It's called sweeping compound. There you go, sweeping compound. And see, here's the problem with sweeping compound. Sweeping compound is green. Okay, the stuff that they would put on puke was had like a flaky white thing where it did look more like sawdust. So they probably use sweeping compound now, you know, because it's a green. And I remember I worked at a place where I had to actually do that. Okay, time to clean the floor. We worked at a record store, and it was the basement of the record store, and it was all brick. And what they would do is you would every couple months we'd have to put this green, I remember the green sweeping compound, and you'd sweep it up, and I guess it would take all the dirt and grime and dust, and then you'd sweep it all up, and then it would disappear, and then you'd put it in a landfill. Yeah. But you're close. That's close, Steve. It sweeping compound is the green stuff. This was probably like in the 1960s. So it was before all that highfalutin, chemical stuff. So I think it was straight up sawdust. That's just my opinion. Oh, you know, let's cheer things up a little bit. Eve called and said, you know, there is one unsung hero. There's one set of unsung heroes out there working. And those are pizza delivery boys and gals. That's right. And they are keeping us fed. Here's Pizza Boy USA going out to Eve. Another fine occupation, keeping the world alive.
He's the new sensation in the nation, Pizza Boy USA. He's the flying saucer innovation, Pizza Boy USA. He's getting ready now, listen to that crowd. He's a Pizza Boy USA. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the pizza boy. Look at it fly. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the pizza boy. Oh, what a guy. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Up and all around the pizza boy. Look at it go. Make a dance, take a chance. Up and all around the pizza boy. He's no schmo. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA.